Zecher Nishmas Avi Moriach and Vinso Pilchas, Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shein of us, Yeshua Falk. Okay, Rabosa, it's good to see you. Or Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, it's nice to see you. Okay. Okay, so we're holding now in packet tests. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem today, we'll finish Be'ez Hashem packet tests, more or less. And then tomorrow we'll start Chazara. And you should have the Chazara packets in the drive, you want to tell me. Okay, so we were talking about the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor had a discussion whether is it proper to sell your animals before Pesach to feed them on Pesach chametz. In other words, there is a practice that people obviously sell their chametz, not to violate Bal Yerah or Bal Yematze. But the question is, so L'chora, maybe if you have animals and you want to feed them chametz, so you could sell the animals, so it won't be your animal, and then somebody can give them chametz on Pesach. And you won't be considered benefiting because... won't be considered benefiting from chametz because it's not your animal. So l'chora should be the same. So the Bechor Shor didn't like that. He says that, no, because when you, for Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, you did bittul already. So midaraisa, you're good. It's only a shayla of a midrabanan to get rid of. So there, on the drabanan, you can rely on mechira. But the issue of feeding animals chametz, so that's a deraisa getting her north from chametz. Bal Yerah is also a deraisa, but you took care of the deraisa with the bittul. But hanah is not a problem. You're getting hanah. Yeah, hanah. I mean, I'm sorry. Hanah is a big problem. It's a big problem. It's a deraisa. No, I said it correctly. It is a problem, but it's a deraisa problem. But if you sell it, then. But here you're trying to do a harama to avoid a deraisa, so that's mochomer. So therefore, he did not like that idea of selling the animals. But if you look in the Mekor Chayim of the Nesivus, that's his parish on Hilchos Pesach of the Nesivus, on page 5. So he speaks about this topic in the Biurim. He says, "Ubididon mechiras habehemos la'akum kodem Pesach. Kam chometz habehemos ochlin chometz kolim ha'Pesach." He said you shouldn't do it. He sold the Dvarav, came into Mechirzu Haramahu, Fosharin Harama, Rachmi Drabarav, Lobidaraisa. We only permit Haramas by the Rabbanans for Basham. Chechomish the Bittel, Sadi, the Raisa, Lekaki, Isser, the Rabban, Mutal, Haram, Degan, Isser, Sabar Mashek, and Mechirz, Habahamas, Lachil, Chomitz, Isser, the Raisa. Fratki who are Rama Mukhachas, the Chihumus, with Habemu, Holy Tom Stal. Rather, Mukhir's comments came in the Afshar Raksha Yimkor, or Yiver, Gamma Makhom, Shankim, Mukhir's Behemus. Okay, so that's what he says. But the moment of Rama Omach, Shakos of Rama, and Mutrak with Rabban, Rama Mina, must have shaded. He says, well, where does he get this idea that you could only do Rama only for the Rabbanans and not for the Rises? You have a din by Maisa Sheni, right? When you're poda the Maisa Sheni, you have to be Mosif Chomesh, right? On the value of the Maisa Sheni. You have to add a fifth of the value. But it's only if yours. It's your Maisa Sheni, right? You're Mosif Chomesh. But if it's someone else's Maisa Sheni, so then, in other words, so you can give the money to someone else and he could be poda, right? So it's not. So you're not being paid the your ma'aser sheni. So you can. So no. Normally, I've had ma'aser sheni. It's my money, my ma'aser sheni. So it's supposed to be mosif chomesh, right? But you can, the Mishnah says ma'arivim al ma'aser sheni, that you could. give the money to somebody else, so it won't be the person's own Maisa Sheni. So it won't be a Shailov. So even though you're just doing it to circumvent the idea of being pulled in your own Maisa Sheni, so you won't be your own Maisa Sheni. You'll give the Maisa Sheni, you'll give the money to someone else, and he'll be Poda, and it won't be Poda in his own Maisa Sheni, so to avoid the Chomesh, right? So the Mishra says you can do that, right? And that's a Daraisa. So don't you see that even for a Daraisa, you could, and you could say maybe that's for a Mitzvah Daraisa, not for a Daraisa for an Aveira. Maybe a Daraisa for Aveira is Mochomer. You know, maybe that's what he would say back, right? Yeah. So let's see what he's going to say. Does someone have a Gemara Shabbos here? Can you get a Gemara Shabbos? Because, in other words, I want to show you the Gemara Shabbos. And so again, there is a Gemara Shabbos that is relevant to this discussion of Marimin. But again, the Bechor Shor says you can only marry him on a Drabbanan. And therefore, that's why you could use this for selling your chametz, which that's only Drabbanan, which you could do bittul. And he says, no, that you can even marry him for a Daraisa, because you see from the Mishnah by Maisa Sheni that you marry him to avoid, in other words, you poda the Maisa Sheni with your money, so then, thank you. So then it's a shaila of
which daf should we go to?
What?
Which daf should we go to?
Who's daf? Sorry, I was just sorry, I was just repeating over what I just said before. Now I want to take a Gemara Shabbos on there's a Kuflamites. That's with the Gemara that he quotes here. Kuflamites. The Kuvyids. The Kuvyid Zion. Here. About. Yeah. 1 second. And of course, Zion. Where it has the din of Misanenis. Here. So if you take a look in the packet first, take a look on page 5. It might be cut off, but that's the first word on the line is in the cave of Gamlo Domi Lahad the Shabbos Kuflam Batesu Kuvyidzai, the Losharina Haram Bak with Rabbanan. The Sham also called it Israq Shamarim and Glodi Inshi. Litlos, So you put a, you know, a thing that people use to sieve. People are misanenis. You know, you sift things with a misanenis. So he says, "Go litlos hamishmeres, litlos bo rimonim, v'tola bo shmarim b'Shabbos. The b'Shabbos malachas b'chshavas asr Torah." So if you want to do something that's not proper and you want to like camouflage it. You want to camouflage it. So there, you see, it could be there's a difference when you're actually doing an Isser, or when you're not doing the Isser at all. So you're just camouflaging it. So when you're manage doing an Isser, so then, maybe, so if you manage doing an Isser, it's much more chomer than when you're not doing an Isser. So he says over there, what's the case? Galitlos amshmeres litlos bo rimonim. V'tola bo shmarim b'Shabbos. The b'Shabbos molochem machsheves asr Torah. V'ubuchashev t'lias amshmeres b'shvil hashmarim. Again, Tola Borak Shmarim, Hari also called Israksha, Olam Loyodu, the Isser. Chain Ha'olos, Sheikh Hakshish, Loyoshan, the Etzloshal, Shilovatsahu, the Ovid Israksha, Olam Enum Yodim, Sheikh Loyoshan. Chain Shakil, Borod Chute, Maniach, Barza, the Dana. So he says that certain haramas are mutter even by a deraisa. See, in the case by the behema, you're doing a mechira. So if it's a good mechira, why shouldn't it work even for a daraisa? That you could sell the behema and have the goy give it chametz bePesach. Because there, it's a full mechira. In other words, you did the full mechira and therefore, it should work even for Daraisa. And therefore, there should be no difference between selling the chametz and selling the behemoths. But if it's something that's still a problem, you're just trying to camouflage it. So let's try to see what those examples are. So he quotes from Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Gufa Nishmer Lo Chavis Barosh Gagol. Say you have a Chavis and chavos of wine or whatever, and it breaks on top of the roof. So what do you do? Maybe kli u'minyach tachteha. So you take a kli, and you get the wine will drop into the kli. So the question is, are you allowed to use if you can invite guests that you don't really need? So you're doing harama, and you're saying, "Well, I need the wine, so I can collect the wine on Shabbos." But you don't need the wine. So, will you call it machachah yasmin or from the shas kalita lo mi boile? So there you're doing something to try to say that you need it, but you really don't need it. It just looks like you need it. So you're doing something that's not 100% necessary, and maybe it could still be an issue of doing something that's not needed on Shabbos. So then, but you're camouflaging it. To show that, so since it's only a shayla v'derabanan to do it, maybe what is it, a tircha shemol tzarech or something like that. So you camouflage it, but it's, so there, since the whole issue is only a derabanan by collecting the wine, so maybe then it, you could do it by, because you're all camouflaging it and it's a derabanan. But because it's not that you're doing, but if you're doing something that's glot, that you really, it's totally mutter pidin, even if it's a deraisa, it should be mutter through harama. In other words, harama, the harama of selling the animals, okay, you don't really need to sell the animals, but the mice, he made a mechira, so it should work, even for the deraisas. But when you're doing something like the case of you're collecting the wine or whatever, and you don't really need to, you don't really have the guests, so you're just doing it to look like you're doing it for your guests, you're collecting the wine, but you don't really have the guests. So since the whole issue is only a derabanan, so you could do it, to avoid the issur derabanan. You could make up something that's not really, but that's a different type of harama. That's the harama that wasn't really proper. You're orchestrating a situation. So then that is mutter because maybe the whole issue is only an issue of derabanan. And then he quotes here from Kuflam Tess, where he says about putting a Mesanenes. He says, Amar of Papa, Kuflam Tess on the base, four lines from the bottom. Lo nedek ish inish tsinyaisa b'puma dekavni dechavisa. Rashi says, Kli cheres, katan shamarim yon dechavis, lo yitin piv, and then it's So he's doing some type of sieving. But he's using it to sieve shmarim, which is the things on the bottom of the wine. But he doesn't really need it for that. Like, what's the meaning? Here, the lashon is Toshin Ramu Sham also called Israq Shamarim the lady in she osa ha iser. But Ramu Kazu Vadal Sharak with Raman called Litlos Hamishmeris. He's putting a Mishmeris and he's putting Rimonim. Litlos are Mishmeris, Litlos were Rimonim, Vitola Boshmarim Mishabis. And Mishabis Mulacham Akshavis also Torah. For whom Machashim Kleas Hamishmeris Mishfil Hashmarim. Gam Tola Borak Shmarim, are also called Israq Shalom Loyodumi Iser. Because he's putting Rimonim there, so it looks like he's doing something with the Rimonim, but he's really camouflaging it, and he's putting the Shmarim there. Forgot to look at Shmarim, where he also called Israel, Sha'olam lo yodu me'isr, because people won't notice what you're doing, so that you can't do on a Daraisa, because there you're really doing something that's problematic. You're putting the shmarim, and you do some type of borer of sorts with the shmarim, but you're camouflaging it by business remotim there. So people think you're doing something with the remotim, but you're really doing something with the shmarim, and you're just camouflaging it with the remotim. So there you do the real iser. Maybe it's only the Rabbanim, but you're camouflaging it, so then, so some type of tzarech, they permitted it, but only because the whole thing was only the issue of the Rabbanim. But when you're not doing an issa at all, in other words, everything is glatt, you set up a situation that's totally permissible, you might not, you know, almost the Maisi, you made a Kenyan. You made a... So for Maisi, you made a Kenyan. So for Maisi, you made a Kenyan. Even on a Daraisa to avoid the Issa Hana. So he says you could sell the animals on before Pesach to feed Chometz. It's a Daraisa, but you're not violating any Aveira. The other cases, you were violating some type of Aveira Derabbanan and you just were covering it up. Well, here it is. It's really on the top here, Kufa on the Tesla. Amar Rava, Marim Adam al Mishmeres, Beyondim Litlos Bob Rimonim. They told us, Mishmer, Beyondim, Chim the Tamilav, Mishim Oal, Mishim Uvdu Dechol. In other words, you put the sieve on the Kli, it's Uvdu Dechol. So you're putting it looks like an Uvda Dechol thing. But you're putting Rimonim, so people think you're doing it for the Rimonim, and Rimonim wouldn't be an Uvda Dechol, but the Shmarim would be an Uvda Dechol, so you're just camouflaging it with the Rimonim. But there, in the end, you're doing some type of Issa, of Uvda Dechol, or something like that. Maybe I said it for Borah, you think Borah is a real Issa, because you're doing Uvda Dechol. So, it's Uvda Dechol to put a thing on for using for the Shmarim. But you're saying you're just leaving the Tmarim on, so that's not a big deal. And the Tmarim is going to camouflage that you're putting Shmarim there, so it shouldn't look like the Derabbanan. So Mela, in such a situation where you may be violating some type of Issur Derabbanan of sorts, but you're camouflaging it, so then we wouldn't let you do that on a Daraisa. We wouldn't let you camouflage a Daraisa. But then, because you're doing something that's Taka Issur in the end, you Taka was over the Dechol, you just tried to, you know, camouflage it, you follow? But when you're actually not doing any Issur, then that's good even for Daraisa. That's the idea.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
When a person is selling his animal for Pesach, you know, first of all, he probably is going to have to provide food for the animal to get that the goy should feed it. And second of all, he might even have to pay the goy that he should feed it while, you know, because he has the intention to, you know, to get it back.
Right.
So I'm saying doesn't that take away from the validity of it being a real sale? If you have a real sale, then that's it. You don't have any connection to it anymore. Over here, I'm not only selling you the animal, I'm giving you food, I'm going to pay you to take care of it. Otherwise, why would the guy have an incentive to take care of the animal? Obviously, you have to pay him some money.
Unless he's your friend.
When you sell chametz to a guy, you have to pay him.
Well, it might be when he buys it back, he'll have to pay more.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Also, if you sell something, knowing that you're going to buy it, backing that, you sell it with full intention to buy it back, is it, really, a proper sell?
Okay, that's, so that's a separate issue. Right. So that's why I don't sell chametz for that reason.
Can't
foolish Amino. Right. But take a look, Avram, on page 8, the Aruga Sabosin, where the paragraph Hine. L'choya nefshel l'shus eitzel limchor habayisim hamach. Ovid z'shul lo yom lechem l'yitzel. He quotes here the same idea. He quotes that same Mekor Chaim. Mekor Shor. Few bisid rabbanon. He the hello mukar chaim. A few of the rice in a rabba sur. Al hecha denasa iser. Rakshem masharin. Lo yeh iser no dav. The behind the tolam is a shmeret. Lintos mo shmarim. The tolam is shmarim b'shabbos. The emes who chashem clears a shmeret b'shil shmarim. Kanozim rak shmarim. Arayu oser kol ha iser kamos shuraka olam lo yedu me iser. As he says, he's doing it. He's saying he's doing it for the remotim, but he's really doing it shmarim. He's just camouflaging. Came chol giagav nashen came mechira lo yichpas m'sharin hechad israel rak shalosh shemachno loy b'kidin and kol chiyotze b'yeshuso. So it's possible by Rama. Tovin chilok mikomoko b'rivur b'rosh etc. Afil b'rabban inkol aroma shavin etc. So what was the case over here? Yeah, the case with the Aruga Sabosim, if you want to see the beginning of the case on page 7, Odos Asher Alderach on the top left, third line. Asher Dorshtayim L'chavaz Daiti Odos Asher B'Givloscha. They have a factory of trees, Shekorim Zegverk. The Jews buy from the people in charge of the forest. Certain amount of wood. And then he buys a certain amount of wood and he brings it to the Jew high is goyim to cut the wood. And sometimes the goyim bring the wood on Shabbos. He doesn't tell them they'll give them a certain amount for what they bring. If As well, you're told yes, nischal lahem l'mlocha. In other words, he doesn't want to take off on Shabbos, the guy. So he says, so the question is there any eitzah? In other words, he's working with these trees, and he doesn't want them to, and he wants the guy to work with them on Shabbos, to take the, bring the trees and cut them. So, and it doesn't pay if they have to take off on Shabbos. So the question is there a heter to do this on Shabbos? Or is this called Farhesia? Or is this called... So that's the discussion here, and if you look on page 11, he explains it more. Here, take a look at page 11 at Ginzi HaMelech on the bottom. He says, Arugos HaBosim, bottom right, Kosa on page 11, Dafilu LaShitus Neim Mechir's Chavetz Pesach HaShash HaRama, Yodush HaMechir's Shabbos HaVelei HaRama. However, Yisim Shut Arugos HaBosim, Shadam HaHetem Mechir HaShabbos, Shaevi Shamachlokos Le'in Shtar Mechir's Chavetz Pesach, and the Kor Chaim says even a Daraisi can do Harama. If you're not doing an Isser, then it's Mutter even a Daraisa. That was the Chavis Kor Chaim's thing. It's, if you're doing an Isser, just don't want people to know you're doing an Isser. But you're saying that it's Rimonim, so people won't know. So he says, is there any difference if he would sell this business on Shabbos? So he says, Yotze Midvarov on page 12. The Mekor Chaim is Mekel, even on a Daraisa, right? The Mekor Chaim says, even if it's a Daraisa, that you're selling animals before Shabbos, before Pesach, and you feed, and the Goy is feeding Chomet, so it's a real shail of a Daraisa. It's still Mutter, because you're doing a sale. So what about selling a business before Shabbos? Is that the same?
Plus, if you don't feed your animals, you're
going to
die.
The Yotzei Bidvar, the Sfilah, Gam Mekor Chaim Shemekel, Inyam Chiyos HaRoma, Yodel, Inyam Shabbos, Neinu Moelis, Meikar Hadin. He says, Shabbos is not Moel, Meikar Hadin. What's the difference? So he says, "Commotion before Shabbos Simon. Tchol anida and poskim Shabbos who imam moel and mechir kagam niker adin alola. Harmeiz enech heichad dar moser nikeres havelay chisar beguf hamechir. Yisvar gadol alom adayza mechir mal yasser al hafiyam vino iser." In other words, if you're selling something that's your whole parnasa, So obviously you don't mean to sell it. It's your whole parnasa. Here, you just need... So, footnote Kuf Mem Beis. He says, the Mechira L'Goy, who Arama Mikeres, Linya Shabbos. So, you know, when we're talking about Shabbos and you're selling a whole business, maybe that's called Arama Mikeres. He says that even though people use a Shtar Mechira, that's only for Chametz B'Pesach. Because that's you could say, is some type of hefsid. But when you're selling your whole business, so obviously it's nicker that you don't mean anything, because So he's saying the Shabbos Mechiras, he thinks, is too much of a harama hanikeres. That it's muchach that you don't mean anything.
Is that true by Pesach also? That if someone, let's say, has a bakery, and then they want to sell it to a guy and they'll continue making bread on Pesach, that wouldn't work?
Yeah, in other words, that's the chiluk he's making when it's your whole parnasa. In other words, he's saying that. In other words, maybe that should be a Pesach also. You're saying.
Also, I was wondering. You know how like there's a shtick by being toivel kalim that you make a goy a partner, and then you don't have to toivel it.
Yeah.
So could they do the same thing here? They make a goy a 1% partner. So then, does it matter if it happens on Shabbos?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, one second. So, see, look back for a second at page 11. So basically, what he's saying is on page 7 is when it's a mechira, when it's a harama hanikeres. That's what the truma sadash, the aruga samosa was saying. Now that's explained in footnote kuf membeis. If it's harama hanikeres, so then maybe that wouldn't be good. The question is, why is in all selling of chametz harama hanikeres? As he's saying, when it's ikir of your parnasa, you're selling your whole business for Shabbos. So what does that mean, you're selling your business? You don't want to sell your business. So it's harama nikeres. But you could say, the counter argument is to say, no, you want your business, but you realize that you can't have workers on Shabbos, so you're selling it for Shabbos. That's why Rav Badi always says that he always thinks that the mechira would only be good if he gets all the revach, everything that's, you know, all the money for Shabbos, the guy you should get, or else, you know, so that you can hear. But that's the whole, or that's the discussion when the people, they sell Eretz Yisrael to avoid the Shemitah issues. So these are haramani, you know, it's nikeres, the concept of something is muchach, that you don't really mean it. So then that could be a serious shaila, whether the whole thing is good or not. But the Arugas HaBosam wants to permit the chametz thing, but to prohibit the selling of a business. And then it's certainly a Maaser Zayin, because people see that this is your store the whole week. So they're going to assume the store is open on Shabbos, that this is your store on Shabbos also. So that's Maaser Zayin. The question is it even worse than Maaser Zayin? Is it that the whole sale is not valid because it's an umdut muchach that you don't really mean it? So that's what he says over here, you know, on page 8, that Okay, so then that's a question. So that's what he wants to be mechalik. It's really haram at the muchach, then maybe it's muchach that the whole sale. So here he's selling the whole business for Shabbos, so he thinks that's a haram at the muchach, and then it's going Muslim or Freya that there was no kavana. And that would be. I guess when it's the Iker Parnasa, he's saying that you can't do it. When it's something that's a side thing, that's just your animals or just your chametz or something like that. So I thought that to me, Pashas is, it's also there, it's Muchach, that it's, you don't really have, that's why I don't sell chametz, because to me, I think the whole thing is Muchach, that you don't really mean it. But okay, but he wants a mechalek between it's just your chametz or this versus it's you're selling your whole parnasa, and then all of a sudden you're buying it back. Yeah.
So somebody doesn't sell chametz like the Rebbe. Would it be easier for him to buy from a store that did sell their chametz, or he would avoid that as well?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean technically in other words, right, you're right. Really, you should avoid that as well. But I just sometimes feel that these people, if I can't, it's just the opposite far. That since they feel they have a heter for the parnasa, so the question is for me to boycott them, maybe I shouldn't do that. But you're right, if I'm a purist, I really should not buy from anyone who sells the chametz. But that much I haven't done yet to be so.
But what, like Like if I'm Levinest, a bakery or a liquor store, there's an extra chumra.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to buy from them. Yeah, but Lisa, that much. Every year I think about that. You know, as I'm machmir on Bal Yeroya, but I'm not as machmir if there was a mechira on. You know, the question is, when you go to the pizza store, right?
Yeah.
So somebody had the dough in the store the whole time. I don't know. You know, or to not go to the pizza store for a month or two after Pesach. You know, if there's maybe according to the Aruga Zavosim is what to say for that. But okay, but you're right. If you're a purist, then it should work. You know, totally through. You should.
Is there a Chol Shabbat of Pesach? What is that, Deraisa?
Derabanan.
Derabanan.
Only Rabbi Yehuda holds Deraisa. We hold it's only Derabanan.
Derabanan.
So it's only a Knas of Derabanan. So the question is how much, if you hold it, you know, if you hold it's Mukhuch, then it's Arama, and then it's Arama. So, but even he was only. Yeah, but you're right. There's what to say for that to be machmer in that also. This is what people have pointed out. But okay, that's, you know, everything is what degree you. Okay, there's a piece of the Beis Shlomo you can look on your own here about the same topic about the Bechira and. Okay, so Bez Hashem, so basically, again, we had the Machlokas, the Bechor Shor, and the Bechor Chaim, whether there's a chiluk between the Raises and the Rabbanans. And Bechor Chaim says you can do Harama by the Rabbanan, not by the Raises. And the Bechor Chaim says even the Raises you can do Harama, provided that you did a real Bechira. But if it's not something that you really violated the Yisr, it's just for camouflaging. So that's what we say it's a chiluk between a deraisa and a derabanan. That sometimes we'll permit if it's not nikar that you did it. But if you didn't do an isha at all, so then it's mutter even on a deraisa. That's the makor chayim. It was when you sell your animals, you did the mechira. So you didn't do an isha. You're circumventing a deraisa. So what? But you did the mechira. But if it's a situation where you really violated, in other words, you did the mishmeres to put the shmarim there, which is the shayla of uchdu v'chol, something like that, and you're just saying that you're putting the rimonim there, and you're trying to have people not think that you're doing anything wrong, and you're camouflaging. So then, sometimes by a drabanan it can be mako, but not by a daraisa. But when you're not doing anything wrong, then it's mutter even by a daraisa. And the Aruga Zabosan says that certain things that are muchach, that you don't mean, like when you sell your whole parnasa, he thinks that's why he thinks the Shabbos sales he doesn't like. The chametz sales he could live with. But the Shabbos sales means what's a Shabbos sale? He's selling his business. He's selling his business. Now we discussed the previous things that they permitted it. He could sell the business. It's only a Shiloh Marasayan. And then for Marasayan, if it's a Mokum Hefse, we saw in the Taz, an Alter Rebbe, that would be Mutter. But it seems that he's much more Machmir than Ruga Sabosa. Because the other poskim was saying that the sale is Chal. Just to try to get him worry about the Marasayan. He's saying maybe the sale is not even Chal B'chlal. Because who sells his Parnassa and then buys it back the next day? What are you going to eat? Say he tells you, I'm not selling it back to you. What fool would sell his Parnassa at the risk, if it's a real sale? When you sell somebody, it's sold. So you're gonna put your neck out to sell your whole business, and And maybe on Sunday morning he'll tell you, I'm not selling it back to you. The answer is, you know that he's, the whole thing's a, you know, looks like it's like a charade. So that's what he's saying. That anyone who sells their business for Shabbos and buys it back right after Shabbos, it's muchach that he didn't mean anything. That's the Arugas Abosim. But others didn't agree with him. You know, it doesn't seem that the Chasam Sofer and the Alter Rebbe all agree. I think Rosh Hashanah once said, the Chayes Micha, Rav Salvechik, was very, he said, he was very upset. He says, you're my Talmidim, and I don't want any of you to be involved in these sales. These mechiras to for Shabbos, these Shabbos mechiras.
Yeah, so it's a legal sale. So I mean, obviously it's legal.
Right, but right. Am I quoting it correctly, Rav Harari?
Yeah, I know he was against it, but I mean, if it's, I don't know why. Maybe he just didn't. He loosened the Shabbos, maybe. I don't know, but maybe it's not the sale itself. It's a legal sale.
Is it? Say the guy comes to him on Sunday morning.
Wait, says, the guy's getting all the profits. He's the legal owner for the day.
Right. Why is it not legal? And if he says he's not gonna, you mean he's only selling it? He doesn't have to sell. You mean Meikara? It was only for one day. Yeah. I don't know. You have to go to what would hold up in a case of law if he wouldn't.
Can I start life? I mean, I think it would hold up, but.
Yeah, okay, you have to ask someone who knows the legalities better than I do.
It just applies to stocks, right? Like, if you want stock,
then
if it's on Shabbos, like...
Yeah, well, that's a whole other discussion. Oh, about, yeah. Okay, Ramosa, it's good to see you all. Let me say hello to everybody. Rabbi Avram Levitt and Shai Younger and Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll and Akiva Poppers and Moshe Carroll and Michael Malolo. How's the weather in Montreal?
There's no more snow on the ground.
Rav Yosef Katan and Rav Yishitrus, Gilad Badner, Avi Hoffman, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Rav Ezra Hagler, and Rav Jacob Silberger, and Victor Felder, and Rav Ari Mandelblum. And Akiva Poppers. How's Akiva Poppers doing?
Good, Rabbi. You enjoyed the Shalosh Shuvos?